The Ball Brothers' famous jar on this moment of Indiana history. Presented with support from the Indiana Historical Society, home to Holidays in the Heartland, featuring nostalgic holiday vignettes, trees, historical photographs, Christmas cards, and more. Information at indianahistory.org. The discovery of a giant oil field in northeast Indiana toward the end of the 19th century ushered in a golden era of industry for Indiana. Gas-fired furnaces are key in the manufacture of glass, and by 1900, glass companies were vying for business across Indiana. The Indiana Glass Company in Dunkirk specialized in pressed and blown decorative glass. The Kokomo Opalescent Glass Company became a principal supplier of stained glass to New York studios. Terre Haute's Root Glass Company designed and produced the original Coca-Cola bottles. The glass brand that quite literally became a household name was Ball. In 1880, the five Ball brothers started the Wooden Jacket Can Company in Buffalo, New York, making wooden-wrapped tin containers for paint and kerosene. In time, the glass canning jar was the Ball brothers' focus, and the renamed company relocated to Muncie to take advantage of its natural gas supply. At its peak, the Ball plant produced 30 jars a minute. By 1936, the company had five plants outside of Indiana and employed 2,500 workers at its headquarters in Muncie. In 1917, the Ball brothers kept the Indiana Normal Institute out of foreclosure. For that gift and the family's continuous support, the school was eventually renamed Ball State University. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations in association with the Indiana Historical Society. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.